Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam, Hilchas, Yim of Chalitza, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Chapter 6, Law 10, explaining different scenarios where there's a woman that may not be permitted to the Yavam in different situations. So we continue. This one is clarifying a halacha that was said earlier and goes into greater detail. Halacha Yud in the Mishnah text, page 110, 111. Haisa hayavama asura al yavama iser lav o iser esse o shahaisa shnia. If the woman who falls to yivam is prohibited to the surviving brother with one of the following prohibitions, either an iser lav, it's only a negative commandment that she cannot be married to him, or an iser esse, or positive commandment she can't be married to him, or a secondary relative that's prohibited to rabbanon. So the halacha is that he gives her a chalitza, but there's no yibum. Let's have what the commentators explain what this means. Isr lav, there's a negative commandment. Let's say, for example, and she was still permitted to be married to her first husband. So let's say the husband was a kohen, but he was already a cholol. That's a kohen who can't serve in the temple. He's a product of a marriage that wasn't so perfect. So he really doesn't have a lot of restrictions. So what did he do? He married a woman who was kosher. When a marries who's kosher marries a halal, she becomes a halala to a future kohen.
Oh.
So the first brother was since he was a halal kohen.
Even though he died and not divorced.
Yeah, since he was a halal kohen, he could marry anybody. So that's fine. So his marriage was no problem. Hmm. But by her being married to him, she becomes a halala. And now, when that man dies, the brother who's let's say the brother was a kosher kohen, was a kosher kohen because they're brothers from the same father, but not the same father and mother. Okay. Whereas a kosher kohen, so this is a woman who was permitted to her first husband, but is not permitted to the yavama, and the prohibition is just a lav. It's just a lav. It doesn't come with kares. Example one. Another example, let's say a mamzer man marries a mamzeres. That's okay. Right? But the guy has a brother from the father's side, but not from the mother's side, who is a regular kosher Jew. And now the first brother dies, so now she was permitted to the husband, but she's prohibited to the Yavama. Again, it's Yisra Lav, Lo Yavam Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So it's only a Lav. So that's an example of a Lav. Example of an essay, let's say she was a Mitzris or an Adomis from the earlier generations that you're not allowed to marry them, and that's an iser asay. Okay, so really also to both of them an iser asay. Okay, and finally a shnia, a secondary prohibited close relative, let's say his mother's mother of the yavam, but not of the husband. So the first husband married a regular woman, but now the woman who falls to Yivam is his mother's mother, which is a shnia. Okay? So it comes out, so that it was permitted to the husband, but also to the Yavam. So all these cases comes with chalitza, but without Yivam. Because the Kiddushin would be chal. Since it's not an Isser Kares, there is a Zika. But, Zika depends on one thing. Would the Kiddushin be Tofes? If he gave her a Kiddushin, would it be a halachically valid Kiddushin, even though you have to divorce her? So over here as well, so since you really shouldn't be marrying them, because there's an Isser, Lav, Essay, or whatever over here, but there is a kind of a Zika, so therefore you give her a Chalitza and no Yibum.
How is the Essay worded? You know, I was curious, because it's a negative thing, don't do it.
It says like this, that an Imitsvi and an Adomis, the fourth generation can marry. So that's from the positive, you hear the negative. From the positive, you hear the negative. Okay? So now Gemara asks, Umipnei ma'atzricha chalitza. I already spoke it out. I jumped ahead of myself. So why need a chalitza at all? She can't marry him anyway. You can't say he takes it for a wife. The answer is, Mishesh l'kuchum, there is marriage can happen. Hold the kiddushin toys him. Since the kiddushin could grab on, and therefore you'd need a get afterwards, right? Because kiddushin are tofes by chayv and lav. And the kiddushin is acceptable. You just can't stay married to her. So if he theoretically would marry her, he could marry her. But the kedushin would be a marriage, but you have to divorce right afterwards. So therefore, this is zika. Zarein, zekukas liyavim, they are drawn to the yavim. We mean adin ha'i, let's go even further now. What if the guy was shi'is yavim? Really, 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 according to the etzem din, the brother could do yivim with this woman, even though there's an iser essay here. Or a lav. He really could do it. The yavim. Why? He said, very simple. Shayibum mitzvah sase. Yibum is a mitzvah sase. It's a positive mitzvah. V'chol makom shata motze asay v'lo sase. Whenever you have an essay versus a lo sase, all you have is a lav. It's not kares. It's a lav. You can't marry them because of a negative commandment of, let's say, mamzer or whatever. It's not kares. So it's an essay versus an essay. So what's the golden rule? The assay pushes off the los assay. So the assay of Yibum pushes off the los assay of not marrying a mamzer. So it should be even biblically allowed to do Yibum. And really you could. So why don't we do it? Al-Chachamim Gazru, rabbis made a decree as follows. Let's see where, how far the mitzvah assay goes. How long do you accomplish the mitzvah assay of Yibum? What do? You go marry her, you sleep with her, yeah? Okay, now, when is the mitzvah of Yibum finished?
She has a child?
No.
After you've had relations?
Yes. After the first relation, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. Yeah. Done.
That's why we feel allowed get after
so,
that.
So now, what happens after that? The guy does Yibum with the woman.
There's no more positive.
So at the Bia, the first Bia is obviously a mitzvah, right? What about the next day to stay married? Are they fulfilling a mitzvah of Yibum anymore?
No, because
so mitzvah is done on the first time. That's it. So now what will be the problem? The problem is for him to be with her a second time. So technically, he could live with her one night. And that one night is it's where the assay of Yibum for that first bia pushes off the los assay of, let's say, not marrying a mamzeres. So what were the rabbis concerned about? The rabbi said you shouldn't do yibum with chayv elavin or velo shnias or shnias. Gzeira, why? The decree is shami yavel avam, you might do a second time. For ebiyasa asura, because the second bi is asur, v'ein sham mitzvah, there's no mitzvah anymore. Shein mitzvah sasei el abia rishona bovad. The only positive mitzvah is the first bia with this woman, to that is what establishes the brother. So therefore it comes out as follows. Lafiga, therefore, what if we said what's the law is give chalitza? Don't get involved. But what if the guy does do a bia rishona with her?
Because
they came
right away,
and it's okay. So imav or yivim to asura, so what if the guy did transgress and did bia with his yavama? That was prohibited him with a lav or an assay. And all the more so, in circle machine, all the more so, it's only rabbinically decreed shnia. Areza kona kinyan gomer. He has totally acquired her. It's a total kiddushin. But then, umotziya beget. Then he has to give her a get, because he can't stay with her any longer. Okay? Because he can't keep her.
And if a child is produced from that?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, because then you fulfill
it. But isn't that the whole goal?
I know, but you can't do more than once. So here's the problem. You're right. So in theory, the guy could live with her once and hope for the best. And that's it. You can't touch her anymore after that first bia. Right?
I understand
and
that.
In theory,
why do you say that's what Yibum is? Just that one time.
That's the mitzvah. He's saying the mitzvah is that one time of doing it. And,
why,
and hopefully you'll be making...
In a standard Yibum, why don't we say that the new husband can only do it once?
So standard Yibum, you say it's very unusual to ask a guy to marry a woman for one night and not be with her anymore. All right? Because there's no other reason... There's no isser involved. We're not pushing off any isser.
Right.
Well,
right?
You are.
No, you're not. Because when the Torah says there's a zika, by definition, they're saying there is no longer an isser of aishas. Ach. It's gone. It's gone.
Return once they've had relations.
That's right. Because that's normal case. What do you expect? Live there once and goodbye? She's got to stay married to somebody. Here, there's an extra isser before we even get involved in anything over here. Mm-hmm. So he's really not supposed to be there. Okay, we're letting the assay push off the los assay, but that's only for that one time. And that's all it works.
Well, wasn't the whole objective to build the brother's house? So he hasn't done that.
I understand, but you're dealing with... Again, that's what he's saying. The main mitzvah is the Bia Rishona. We're talking about the mitzvah per se is the Bia Rishona.
It's
What?
If she's not pregnant after that, so what's the difference?
That's what they're saying.
I mean, you could say he just needs to stay with her until they have a baby, and then he has to divorce.
And then get rid of her.
But I mean, that's even worse.
Can you imagine the press on this one?
But that's what he's bringing down. He's bringing out that the mitzvah, you're only doing a mitzvah that first bia.
That's still it. Better than chalitza, because at least there's a chance.
But the problem is the rabbis are afraid he'll do more than one bia. That's not a mitzvah. Therefore, we don't allow him to do it.
Right.
And what happened? Let's keep going over here. So now, in that case, after you give her a get, and then what happens after she gets a get? He and this woman who now was married to him and got the get, okay, and she, when she gets divorced, v'cholts or asel, and any other wives that may have fallen to Yibum together with this one, mutaras lazar, now can marry a zar, a stranger. Why? Sharing iftar, because they've been freed with that initial bia freeder. So again, so if any of these three fall to Yibum, the lachachila law is just do chalitza and get out of any problems, and they're both free to go. Should he have transgressed and did the bia, it would be considered a complete bia, a mamish, a kinyan, gomor, everything was fine and dandy.
Which woman would agree to that if she knew it's just one night?
Yeah, what if she got pregnant?
Again, first of all, not everything is always with agreement. Sometimes people make mistakes. Right? That's just like Rabbi Spiro's story. Or the story I told you earlier, right? That the guy wanted to go marry his sister and thought he's doing even with him. There's ignorance all around. So what's the question? Guy figures, okay, I'll do Yibum. Maybe he didn't think about the fact that there's an Isser essay. He goes and does Yibum, and the rabbi says, you know, what did you just do? You know, you did an Isser essay. Now let's get rid of her. Could be maybe the woman is willing to take the chance and to have a son. You know, maybe that's the only brother possible, and she loved the husband dearly and is willing to sleep with him for one night to be able to have a brother for him.
Who's going to take care of him?
That should be part of, that's her problem. The guy could offer to volunteer to take care. You have to, listen, I'm just telling you what the halach is. Not that the person's going to go through with it. There's crazy people in this world, aren't there? People who can't conceive, they'll pay $20,000 for a trial to get artificial inseminated. They'll pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's many women who want to have kids without husbands.
Yeah.
Today. Yeah. Many women. You just, you know, in vitro, whatever. Okay. And they have
the
so what's the shy? I don't understand. So what's your question? Woman wanted to have a kid from this man. And the only chance she's going to be is by transgressing an Isser Lav, and technically, according to Allah, it's permitted one time. She's going to give it a try. And she's willing to take care of the child. I mean, love is not dependent on pragmatics. I don't understand. You don't do crazy things because they're in love. We just want to know, the parameters of the halacha. What does the halacha allow? Again, if you ask the rabbi say you can't do even finish, do chalitza. But of course, people are more clever than the rabbis who paskin. I say, yeah, but we know it's a esidol chalos. I say, it's only rabbinic, so we'll just do it anyway. We do it and then we ask. Right? And we'll hope for the best. We get pregnant. Right? I mean, I don't, you know. So we just need to know the halacha. If it would happen, it doesn't matter if it would happen. We need to know what is the law in these situations. Okay, let's move on. Yudalf. Similar situations. The Yavama Shehi Almana Mina Nisuim Ubala Koin Godel. Let's say a woman who had a Nisuin with her husband, and then the husband died. Okay? And now he has a brother. And the brother happens to be a Koin Godel. Brother happens to be a Koin Godel. So now we have to see what's going on. Now, the Kohen Gadol, can he marry a woman whose husband died? No. Now, why not? Why? There's an essay of Yibum, but this essay is going up against not just a lav, it's going up simultaneously against a lav and an essay for a Kohen Gadol to marry this woman. We'll see. And therefore, if he does bia, right, and the Kohen Gadol, you know, didn't do what he's supposed to do, he's supposed to just give her a chalitza, right? But he went and did bia. So now, but as opposed to the case before, where if you do bia, you then give a divorce, everybody's free to go. Here, a bia, lo niftara tsarasa, the tsara will not, the other wife will not be free to go. Why? Because here, the bia is bichlal nothing. Why? Shein ase, the ase of doing yibum over here, will not doche push off as lo sase vease. Over here is a double. There's a lo sase that he cannot marry an almana. There's an ase that says he has to marry a basula.
Right.
right? So she's not of a, so he can't marry her. So it's a lav that comes out of an essay. So it's like an essay. So therefore, said so that is where she's not likely a basula, if something is suim. Therefore, it doesn't work. Since biblically he hasn't acquired a kinyan gomor, because the assay will not beat the assay in the lowest assay. The kedushin is tofes, but you really didn't fulfill a mitzvah. So the tsar, the second wife, is not permitted to a stranger until chalitza was done to the tsara. Now, interestingly, what if it was a case of the almana, she was a widow, but from an engagement, only from erisin, still a basula? Then it would only be an iser essay, then the bia would work, and then he'd give her a divorce, and then everybody would be free after that. All right, next, Yud Beis. Hoysa hayavama erva albal. Now we're going to take it a step earlier now. Now we're speaking the case where the woman was never allowed to be married to the first husband to begin with. So far we've been talking a case where it's a problem with the second husband. Now we're talking about a problem with the first husband. Hoysa Yavama Erva Albala. The Yavama was a prohibited relation to her original husband. Kigong, for example, Sha'avar, he blatantly transgressed, Otor made a mistake. V'lokach Achoso Me'aviv. Let's say he married his sister from his father. A full sister from the father, right? You're totally not, that's an Isser Mamish. Isser Iver, Kares, everything. Kedushin on Tofes, nothing. You can't marry her. So he died. V'nafla lifnei achiv. So theoretically, she now is
full. It's chal? Well,
you can't marry your sister.
So it's not. There's no marriage.
Right.
Okay.
But let's just keep reading the story. Okay. But anyway, and now let's think of it for a minute. If it's the first brother's sister, most likely it's going to be the second brother's sister too, right? Because they're brothers from the same father,
yeah.
Right? So we'll say, let's say that was the one, right? Achos Emiyav, that's the case he gave. Again, the brother, the first brother, marries a woman who's a sister from his father, wasn't supposed to marry her. He dies, falls to another brother. That brother has got the same problem. This woman is his sister too. Right? So now, ein zo ishto. It comes out, she wasn't even the wife of the first brother. Why? She ain't kiddushin tosimba. The kiddushin didn't grab on to begin with. So let's think for a minute. So now, what's the situation with, for her, to the second brother? Ve'ein lo bas yibum. She does not require yibum. Ve'lo bas chalitza. She doesn't need chalitza. Okay, so that's clear. There's like bechlal no zika from this one. But wait a minute. So of course, what's the chiddush? Now we got to add the next point. So let's say now this brother that who died now did he marry his sister, but he had a second wife that was bechlal not related to him, a tzara. Okay, so Reuven married his sister, which is bechlal can't get married to, and he also married another woman with no relation at all, which was okay marriage. So now he dies, so you think there's two widows, you think. But not really. Because the sister ain't no widow because was never married. So how do we look at this tsara? How do we look at this other wife?
Both of you been with the brother?
So the im haisala tsara. So if she had there was another wife, right, then this second brother who's not related to her either, then chaletza es omisyabes. He can do what he wants with this tsara. He can do chalitza or yibum, because she definitely falls to yibum. There was nothing to interfere with the yibum. She's related. She's the co-wife of the prohibited woman. She's not the co-wife of the prohibited woman, because the first wife was never a wife. Even though she's living with him in sin for years, it ain't no wife. It's like she's not there. So who's the only one with a zika? The rival wife. So he can do whatever he wants. However, v'im ha'isazo shehi erva al habal muteres layavam. What if the first wife, who was an erva to the husband, but she would have been permitted to the brother? Okay. For example, let's say the first brother, marries his mother-in-law.
or his mother's daughter.
Whatever. We're just giving him one example. He gives the example of a mother-in-law. Okay. Now, he's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. Can't do that. Right? Now, when he dies, that mother-in-law is no relation to the brother.
Right.
The klal no relation. Right? So now, so if this brother was ever shall bow, but muteras al yavam, but she is permitted to the yavam, verotza hayavam lisa osa. So what if the brother now wants to marry the mother-in-law? Not as a mitzvah of yibum, just to marry her. Right? And he wants to marry, so now, again, let's get it straight. The brother A marries his mother-in-law and another woman. Another woman. Right? So that's two. Now he dies. Now, what comes out? Both women can be married by the second brother. The mother-in-law is just a general marriage. No mitzvah yibum, nothing there. Just general marriage. There's no business with her. And the first brother really had no halachic business with her. He could marry the mother-in-law. Now there's a second wife. The second wife was the real wife of the first brother and now falls to yibum. So now what can the second brother theoretically do? If he wants to, Barotza Hayavam, the brother wants to, Lisa Osa, to marry the mother-in-law, which is no relationship to him. It's not even a Yibum or anything. It's just a regular marriage. He could do that. Ulayabim Sosa, and can do Yibum with the second wife, because the second wife wasn't pushed off with any problems, because she's really the only halachic wife to the brother. If he wants to do that, or it's just the other, he could do that, because they're not two Yavamas coming from one house. Because the erva is not considered part of the house,
right.
and the bia that he would have with this mother-in-law in no way frees the tzara, because she wasn't part of the marriage of the first brother. So it could come out, he could marry the mother-in-law as a regular marriage, and he could marry the wife, the rival wife, as the yibum. Okay, moving on. Yud Gimel. Moving on to more complicated cases. Hoisa hayavama asura al bala mishum lav o mishum ase osha hoisa shnia labal. Let's say the woman, her relationship to her first husband, they weren't supposed to get married, but what was it? It was only a lav. Let's say it was a mamzeres or whatever, or an ase, or a shnia, a secondary relative to the original husband. Okay, so you have a whole bunch of cases here. But v'lohaisa asur al hayavam mitzad elu hatsadim. But she wasn't prohibited to the yavam at all for any of these reasons. There was no relationship that was prohibited there. And, you know, you could have all kinds of examples. Let's say, the commentaries say like this. Let's say the first brother was a kohen gadol. And he married an almona. So that's an iser lav, right? The regular brother is a regular kohen. So now, the first brother, when he married the first wife, it was an iser lav. The yavam was a kohen hedyet, is totally allowed to marry her. Okay? Or let's say...
It's not yibum, it's just a regular.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because it was only an iser aseh. Kedishin was tofes. We'll have to see. Or let's say the brother was a kohen gadol and he married a woman who was not a virgin. Sirase, and he died. She's also to him, but to the Yavama, who's a regular coin, to the Yavama, regular coin can marry such a woman. Or let's say the first brother marries his grandmother, which is a shnia to him, but I guess not to the other brother. Anyway, so he's allowed to the Yavam because fine. He's marrying his mother's mother. The first brother married the mother's mother. The second brother has no relation because they're brothers from the father, not from the mother. Be that as may, the first guy had a marriage that was not a kares type of marriage, a lav eser shnia type of marriage. Okay? So now, lost the place. And now to the yavam, the brother remained brother. She's not prohibited him at all. Harezo moteres liyavam. He's allowed to marry the yavam. Why? Because there was a halachically valid marriage, although he was supposed to divorce her, but he didn't. But there was a kedushin that was tofes. Now that he dies, there was a kedushin that was tofes, and now there's a zika to this brother with the kedushin that was tofes.
Shouldn't you say as a penalty, maybe do a chalitza? Don't
know him. Doesn't say that. So there's, why can't the second brother marry her? There was, since the case where it was Erev Mamish, there was no tvisas kiddushin. So it was not married at all. But in this case, there was bias. There was a house. There was a house that was created. Now, every moment they were together was prohibited, but it was a house that was created. Now that he's dead, why can't the second brother move along and marry? Because there's no prohibition of the brother marrying, and there's a weak zika, but still a zika because of this marriage that was an iser love, but still permitted. So that's okay. Now, what is not allowed? Let's say the brother, number one, married a woman, divorced her. She got married to somebody else. Now he went and married her again, which he's not allowed to do. Vames, and he dies. That case we say, you do chalitza, and you don't do yibum. And the logic they say is that when... that to the one that she was initially permitted to, the husband, the first husband, she's now prohibited. So the one that she was prohibited as an Ashes Ach, all the more so we should prohibit. And they say that he cannot marry her.
Isn't that also just the love?
Yeah, but they're using this Kal Vachomer that if to the man that she was permitted to after she gets married, she becomes prohibited. So Kal Vachomer to the brother that she was prohibited, in other words, she now became, in other words, it's not like a regular Isser Lav where he just married her. It was, he was once permitted to her, now she's prohibited to him. So once he's prohibited to him, all the more so the one that she was always prohibited, the brother, all the more so should be prohibited to him. That's the way they work.
Why
that.
Why would you do chalitza anyways? Because she shouldn't have been married to the brother.
But at least it still wasn't a kare, so it is tofes. It's only an isra lav. If you marry your wife after she married somebody else, it's an isra lav.
So the child isn't a mamzer.
No, it's an isra lav. But he shouldn't have married her. But it's worse because he was permitted and now not permitted. So we say the other brother becomes worse in that area. However, the tsara, there's a second wife, the commentaries say, you do chalitza even with her completely. Next case, let's finish up this halacha.
How was that different from the one we just did with the mother-in-law where it wasn't a marriage to begin with? So in this case, it still wasn't a marriage the second time around.
But again, they're working this Kal Vachomer and saying if the first husband was permitted to her and now he becomes prohibited to her, then the other brother who was always prohibited to her.
I understand that, but I'm just saying we said with the mother-in-law there was no marriage, so there was no evil.
But they were. But it hasn't made it. But the marriage, the subsequent marriage, hasn't been to a lower standard than the first marriage. By the kiss here, the first marriage is totally okay. The second marriage has already been diminished.
The first marriage is finished because they got divorced.
Right, but...
So if he would have died...
But his relationship to... The relationship to the woman from the first brother has gone down. As opposed to the other case where he initially married one he was supposed to marry. It's the same. Nothing's gone down in that marriage.
You're not supposed to marry your mother-in-law. You're not supposed to marry your wife who got remarried.
But the difference is, your mother-in-law, you never were permitted to marry her. The first wife, you were permitted. So there's been a descent in the relationship. So it's a descent of that relationship, we say all the more so to the surviving brother becomes worse. I could hear you could argue. I could hear you could argue on that far.
Today she's no different than the mother-in-law.
But in earlier times, she was permitted. And the mother-in-law was never better. So there was a descent in the relationship, a decline in the relationship, to which we apply a Kal Vachomer, but I could hear you. You could argue on that.
If you marry when she's forbidden, you have to give a get. Like is that, or it doesn't exist? If
you kedusha was tofes, you have to give a get.
So that's the difference.
No, but in both cases, kedusha was tofes. But in the first case, you could do yibum. Uh-huh. This case, you can't because the relationship declined. That's what they're saying. Now let's just finish up. V'chein yavama she suffak erva la yavam. Let's say the woman was a suffak erva to the Yavam, o sveik erva al bala, or a suffik erva to the Baal, and a suffik erva to the Baal. For example, what happened? The brother married off one of two, he got married to one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one he gave a kiddushin to. Let's say brother A, there's two sisters, he gave a kiddushin to one, he doesn't remember which one he gave it to. Okay, now, brother A, can he live with any of these two sisters? No, it's a safek erva. Because each one, you're not sure. Because it could be the other one was the one he gave the kedushin to. So he can't marry this one. So it's a safek erva to begin with. Right? Now, what happens there, so b'meila, the brother becomes prohibited as well, because we don't know if it was a permitted marriage or not. If it's not a permitted marriage, it's an issur for the surviving brother to marry one as well, because it could go the other way. Right? In other words, if the brother married the right woman, then there'd be a mitzvah of yibum.
Right.
But if he married the wrong woman, one second. If he, what's the problem with the brother now? One second. Mishum achos ishto. Mishum. Oh, but you're not sure. It's also achas kukaso. What's the problem? It's so confusing, these cases. Again, so those erva kigon shikidish achames achas mishteachios. He married one of two sisters, and he doesn't know. Oh, yes. The problem will be if it's the other sister. The other sister will be prohibited because there was no real marriage there. So, again, you have two sisters, one guy, he's not sure which one he married, right? So he can't live with either one, because why? Because if he married one, and he's living with the other one, that's the sister of his wife. So he can't, the brother can't marry, live with either one. Now that the brother dies, we're not sure which one falls to Yibum. That's the thing. So which one falls to Yibum? So which one are you going to go with?
Right.
So what? When will it be a problem? So if he goes to the one that didn't get the kiddushin, then there's no myth. He can marry her, but there's no myth of Yibum. But what's the problem? The problem is
the other one's not free.
The other one. Oh, the problem is the other one. Maybe the brother's living with the wife. He's married to the wife he's not supposed to have, and that one he can't marry at all because that would be his sister. What's the problem with the yofim?
You're not releasing.
Well, I was going to say, nobody's been released because you don't know which one.
We're saying he can't. There, the two sisters are usher to the yofim as well, to the brother as well. Why? What's the suffix over here? Shem suffix achos skukaso. The sister of the one. Oh, that's what it is. If you have. If one woman has a zika to him, he can't marry her sister.
Right.
In other words, let's say you knew which sister he was married to, right? Can he let's say you know he married one sister, not another. Let's say where it's not a doubt, right? Now the brother dies, can he marry the sister of the one that the brother didn't marry?
She's forbidden.
No, that's the sister's. Just like you can't marry a man your wife's sister, you can't marry your yavam's sister. So since we don't know which one he married, if he could be marrying the one that didn't have the Yibum, and he can't marry the other one because it's the sister of the Yibum. So now, so the first brother wasn't supposed to live with either one, and when they die, we don't know which one falls to Yibum, but the brother can't live with either one because he could be living with one that doesn't have the mitzvah of Yibum, that's the sister of the Zika that he can't live with. So what does he do? He has to give a chalitza, not Yibum. Because if there is a Zika, he has to probably give a chalitza to both of them. So let's just finish this up. Lafika, therefore. Misha Kidesh Isha. Now I'm going to explain it now. Misha Kidesh Isha B'Safik Kiddushin. A man marries a woman, it's a Safik Kiddushin. V'yachach Meis Achiv. And then the brother dies. V'haya no say. One second. Give me a minute here. Okay, again, someone who did a kiddush with the Isha, suffic kiddushin. That's the case where he throws the kiddushin. We don't know if he married her or not. Remember, he threw it. We don't know if it was close enough there.
Right.
So to wife number one, doesn't know if he's married to wife number one. V'yakagach meis achiv, then his brother dies. Shoisono se'achos, who married the guy's sister. In other words, A gave a suffic kiddushin to sister, brother A gave a suffic kiddushin to sister A. Brother B married sister B. Okay? Brother B now dies. Sister B is going to fall to brother A, who has a suffic kiddushin on sister A. So what happens? If enough lo yibum, she's sveik achos ishta. It's a doubt if she's the sister of his wife, because he doesn't know if he was makadish the first sister or not. So what do you do? You can't do Yibum. He has to give Chalitz, not Yibum, because he doesn't know if he's married to the first woman. If he's not married to the first woman, he's okay. But if he is married to the first woman, he can't do Yibum with the second woman. Umotzis Ishto, and he's got to, of course, divorce his wife. Because it was always a doubt to begin with anyway. He can't be married to her. Because it could be beget from a get, misafik out of safik. Ushter nasir slav. So both of them are prohibited to this guy. Why? Yevimto, the one that's fallen to Yavim, in whom she's suffic ever, because it's a doubt if she's an erva, because he could have been married to the first wife. Varusos, on the one he gave the engagement, the one he did marry, also he can't even live with her with the doubtful one. Maybe she's suffic krovaskos, she could be a relative of the one he gave chalitza to, because maybe she needed a chalitza. She kishnia kamosh, she's like a shnia, and he can't be married to her. Okay, that was a little bit tough at the end. All right. Okay.